Well, anytime we see families undergoing a lot of extra stress, we see an increase in domestic abuse. So with the economy, people losing their jobs. In fact, one of the indicators that we look for when we look for the likelihood that a batterer will kill their victim, that unemployment is one of those high indicators that we look at.
Well, why is that? Is it just because the extra stress of unemployment? Is it because, you know, if there's no job to go to, everybody's home together?
Right. Everybody's home, and someone who already has a tendency toward power and control issues starts to feel like they're out of control. And so they try to make themselves feel more in control by battering their victim. So where you may have had just a verbally and emotionally abusive relationship, we're seeing them now start to turn to violence or to turn to more violence. So we're seeing an increase in homicides and serious injuries.
Well, let's talk about Project Courage. Tell us a little bit about Project Courage and how it works. You've already started operating one of these projects in the Pine Castle neighborhood, right?
Right. We started 18 months ago. We had a group of donors come to us and say, hey, if you're going to end domestic violence, what would you do? So we worked with them, and over the course of 2 years, we developed Project Courage, where we go into a very small defined area instead of spreading ourselves thin and saturate that one community from every single level, starting with preschoolers, on up, businesses, first responder, anybody who has anything to do with that defined neighborhood, and teach them about what domestic abuse is, that they shouldn't blame the victim, they should blame the person who's actually doing the abuse, how to help somebody who's in an abusive relationship, and then where to refer them for help. And what we've seen in just the first really 1 year of work in Pine Castle is the number of 911 calls has gone up 5 times from the year previous. So that shows us that people are learning that maybe that the relationship they're in is abusive, and also that bystanders are starting to respond and say, this isn't just a family issue, this isn't my issue, and I need to call 911.
Well, now, some might see an uptick in domestic violence calls to police as an indication that the problem is getting worse, but you're saying that's a positive trend.
What we know is that 80% of domestic abuse victims never call law enforcement or a domestic violence advocate. And so we want to see more 911 calls. What it shows us is that people are recognizing that abuse is there and that we're tapping into that 80% that we normally never reach.
Now, I'm somewhat familiar with the Pine Castle neighborhood, but not so much with Malibu Groves. Tell us a little bit about the Malibu Groves neighborhood and why you decided to continue Project Courage there in Malibu Groves.
Malibu Groves is also known as the Ivy Lane community. It's kind of sandwiched in between Paramore and Pine Hills. It's a community where we've been working for the past few years in a program called Delta Boys and Delta Girls with the CDC. So we felt that that was a good part neighborhood to go into because we already had community relationships there. And we've already been in there knocking on doors, talking to business leaders, talking to faith communities, and they are very excited about being the next Project Courage community.
Well, whether it's Pine Castle or Malibu Groves, how do you go about deciding which neighborhoods you're going to target? What kind of criteria do you use?
Well, we really actually take much more than the number of domestic violence incidents. We take a hard look at the community identity. You know, does the area that we're going into have a sense of a community where they will pull together? Do they have enough institutions, meaning churches and schools, in that community that people rally around? And we felt that Pine Castle was a perfect place to start in Central Florida, and that Malibu Groves is another really good test of that. They also, Malibu Groves happens to have the highest incidence of domestic violence in the city of Orlando.